It's time to take 10 minutes for Torah with Rabbi Joel Finkelstein.
Welcome to our discussion of Parshat Shoftim, Kohen, a man of war. When we think of a Kohen, a Jewish priest, certainly the high priest, we think of a man of peace. After all, Pinchas, quintessential Kohen, God gives him a covenant of peace. We think of Aaron, and we described in Pirkei Avot, Ethics of the Fathers, Hillel tells us that he's a Ohev Shalom, or Dev Shalom, he's a man who loves peace and pursues peace. He loves people and he brings them close to the Torah. The verse in Malachi, in chapter 2, describes what a Kohen is. His lips guard the wisdom. And what happens? He's like an angel of God. But before that it says, Torah demet haita b'fiyu, the Torah of truth is in his mouth. And b'shalom mishor halach, he goes in ways of peace and straightness. So the very nature of a Kohen, you would think, is all about peace. Matter of fact, he's so connected to peace and not with death that he can never come in contact with death. The high priest never, ever goes to a funeral. The regular priest, only if the seven closest relatives pass away, then he goes to their funeral. Otherwise, he doesn't go to any funerals at all. He has no connection with death. He drinks out of stoneware cups so he won't come in contact with the dead. He has not even a contact with a contact of a contact of death. He is completely removed from death. So how could he be a man of war? And then we have this week's parsha, that when the people go out to war, what do? V'nigash ha-kohen v'diber la'am. The Kohen comes and he speaks to the people at war. We also have a story in Parshat Matos Maaseh over there that when they went out to war with Midian, they brought Pinchas with them. The rabbis say he was that kind of guy who would go out and tell people, you know, al yirach levavchem, don't be fearful, because God is fighting for you. He would give them encouragement. So there's this man, which the rabbis refer to as Kohen HaMashuach, the Kohen who is anointed specifically for the job of going to war. And when he goes to war, he wears his finest garments, the same garments that the high priest wears, which is weird because usually you think only the high priest can wear it. So he's sort of a quasi-high priest. When he goes to the Beit HaMikdash, the Gemara says he does not wear those garments. Interesting. And he's anointed just for this role of going out to war. Can he marry a widow like a regular Kohen? No. Most rabbis say no, he cannot. Can he go to a funeral for his seven closest relatives? No, he cannot. Perhaps some say otherwise. The Shem Yishmael says he's got to be a very important person. I mean, he's got to have it within him to really encourage the people. You know, the words can't be empty words. He has to really encourage the people. Don't be fearful in your heart. He's a man who can speak to their hearts. And he gets to ask the Urim Batuim. What's the point of bringing a Kohen to the battle if he can't ask questions of the breastplate? The Urim Batumim, the side, should they go to war? Shouldn't they go to war? So he has to wear those garments. He gets to ask that question from the Urim Batumim, from the oracle, so to speak. But when he goes in the Beit HaMikdash, he doesn't wear those special garments. Then there's a question to Rabbi Elchanan, who was killed by the Crusaders. He said he is one of the Balei Tosfot, the grandchildren of Rashi, great great grandchildren. He says, wait a second. Why do you need a backup Kohen? We know that the Kohen Gadol, the high priest, had a backup. It was always available, understudy. What do you need him for? You have this guy who's already anointed. He wears the high priest's garments sometimes. He says, well, you don't want to have that competition. You know, there's someone waiting in the wings who is already wearing the eight garments. He already is sort of a high priest. We keep it separate. There's the high priest for the Beit HaMikdash and the high priest for war. Keep it separate. There's a Medrash that says that actually the Mashiach ben Yosef, the one who will sort of fight the fight for the Jewish people before the ultimate Mashiach ben David comes, that Mashiach, he'll also be Mashiach. He'll be the one who goes out to battle, who is a Kohen, who is anointed for war. Very strange. I mean, the one who will do the battles of Israel before the Mashiach comes, to pave the way for the Mashiach, is going to be a Kohen. And he's going to fight the battles? strange. You would think a Kohen, how can a Kohen fight battles? He's not allowed to go to have contact with the dead. Comes the Shelzenjuva Shoal Meshiv in the 19th century, and he says, Germany, he says, Yanai, Hamelach, the great Yanai, the king, he was also, he did some bad things also, but it was Kohen Mashuach. He was a Kohen, like the Maccabees, and he was anointed to go out to battle. Now, the Ramban thinks it was terrible that the Maccabees were leaders, because they're not supposed to be leaders. But think about it again. It says in Malachi that Vashlach Levanecha, that God sent for us great leaders in our history. What did he send? Moshe, Aaron, and Miriam. That Aaron was one of the leaders of Israel. We know that Moshe and Aaron, they went to speak to the Jews when they hit the rock. They're the leaders. So Aaron, the high priest, is one of the leaders. So he is a leader as well. We know the Maccabees were Kohanim, and they were fighters in the war. Very great. They fought the great battle against the Greeks. We know that when Moshe was looking for someone to kill all those who worshipped the golden calf, he says, Mi l'Hashem Eli, that's who Elav Kol B'nei Levi. The Levites came. Levites includes the Kohanim. The Kohanim, they killed their relatives. It says in Parshas, Vizos HaBrach, the last Parsha of the Torah, that Banav Lo Yekir, Rechav Lo Yada, he didn't recognize his brother, his father. Anybody they needed to kill who worshipped the idols, they killed them. So the Kohanim are involved in killing. How could this be? We know that Pinchas killed those two sinners who were sinning in public. How could he do that? Become impure like that? Unbelievable. So we see that through the Maccabees, Yanai, and the Mashiach at the end of days, the Mashiach, the prototype before the Mashiach, the pre-Mashiach, the Mashiach son of Joseph, he's going to be a Kohen. We see that in the Egel, the Kohanim were slaying people. So we get to an interesting point, which comes up in two places. Number one, the Radak. Radak, commenting on Shmuel, is talking about the great warrior Benayahu ben Yoyada. He killed all these people and that people. Snowing, he killed these great people from Moab. He killed an Egyptian. He stole the spear from the Egyptian. He killed. So comes the Radak and he says, well, wait a second. Benayahu was a Kohen. A Kohen can't come in contact with the dead. He says, no. He says, when we're told to fight the nations of seven Canaanite nations and to fight to establish a land of Israel, lo chilek ben Kohanim l'Israel. There's no distinction between a Kohen and an Israelite. And after all, the Kohen Mashuach went out to the war, and after all, Pinchas defiled himself when he killed Zimri and Cosby, and he went to war with the Midianites, against the Midianites. So the Radak, Rabbi David Kimchi of Provence, very famous commentator, he asserts that, you know what, the Kohanim have a role in battle. Comes the rush on Nazir Daf Mem Zayin Rav Beis, and he says, if you have only one bottle of water and you could give it either to the Sagan Kohen, the Kohen who's the understudy of the high priest, or to the Mashuach Milcham, the Kohen who goes out to battle, who should you give it to? So he said, well, maybe, the Gemara says, maybe you should give it to the Mashuach, because after all, we need him. He says, Mashuach Milcham is better because everybody depends on him. When there's a war, they need him to rally the troops. He says, "Kol erech mechamah ha'selfiv." All the arrangements of the war are done at his word. Very astonishing. The Rush, major commentary, is claiming that all the matters of Kohanim, they're all of the war are all done by the Kohen. So we see an interesting thing. We like to think, they're the holy men who sit in the temple and they're pure and they never leave the temple like the high priest. And then there's people of war. It's true. They are two different personalities. But the same blood, the Kohen, who doesn't go to any funerals, of his own, he wouldn't go to his mother's funeral because he has no contact with the dead. When it comes to a war of Israel, even the Kohen goes out. The Kohen is part of the leadership team of Israel. There's the leader, the Mashiach, the king, Moses, whoever it is. And then there's Pinchas. Then there's the Mashiach Muhammad. Then there's the Kohen, Nigasha Kohen. The Kohen has to be there at the battle. Like when I was in Gush Etzion, many of the rabbis would go out and encourage the boys, go to the students and visit them at the battle sites and encourage them. The Kohen is not some pristine person who sits at home. The Kohen is also involved in the battles. The battles of Israel are not, hopefully, frivolous. The battles of Israel are to establish a place for the Jewish people to live, to make sure the people are secure. Every country has soldiers that secure their borders and make sure that they're safe, and then people endanger their lives for it. The Kohen is no different. He also has to endanger his life to go out there with everyone else and encourage them. Kohen, there's no distinction in Judaism between sort of the more mundane elements and the more spiritual elements. Sometimes the spiritual thing to do is to defend your land. The spiritual thing to do is to protect your people. The spiritual thing to do is encourage the boys as they go out on a very dangerous mission. We hope indeed Kohanim should be people of peace. It should be only peace in the world. And all the weapons will be destroyed. And indeed, it can be Aviad Sar Shalom, the Mashiach can be, and indeed, a minister of peace. But in the meantime, the Kohanim, part of the holy work, is to protect people from a war, protect people from those who attack. And there, even the Kohen, even this holy person, this is part of his role. To be part of that holy war as well. Thank you for joining us here at the Baron Hirsch Congregation for a discussion of the Parsha Chovti. Join us each week for a discussion of the Parsha and the holidays. Thank you very much. And thanks to Jason Lefkowitz, our producer, and thanks to our sponsors, Cindy and Joe, Dr. Joe Weinstein. We appreciate it. Thank you.
This has been 10 Minutes for Torah with Rabbi Joel Finkelstein.